Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
A brand new day. It's Tuesday before Christmas. And all through the house, it's kind of quiet here. Except for the occasional scream up the hall from Allie Stevens.
That's funny.
Yeah. Mark will sneak up on you, you know, and that's scary. When Allie fills in for Mark, it's kind of funny around here. I'm looking at the news headlines just so I catch up on everything, because I've been doing hustle and bustle Christmas stuff, so I don't have my face stuck to ESPN like I usually do.
Yeah. Sure.
And then Rob Center talked about it, so I'm looking at it. The Steelers lost again last night. Central PA is probably ready to just go bonkos. Three losses in a row for the undefeated, once undefeated Steelers. Three losses in a row last night to Cincinnati, one of the suckiest teams in the league. Wow. So I guess I should have watched that or listened to the game on the radio. I don't know. What else? Here's one for you, Laura. The NBA regular season starts tonight. Didn't it just end last week? Like, what?
I don't know, Tom.
Basketball is starting. Ugh. All right.
Are you offended by that?
I just don't like basketball.
NCAA basketball.
So do I.
I don't know if we're going to see much of that this year.
No.
We'll see.
No, I'd rather watch college basketball. Good point. Than pros. For you lottery fans, Spain's billion-dollar El Gordo is drawn tonight. Are you ready? How do you get your tickets?
I don't know.
We should look into that. Don't you have connections? You have friends all around the world. Call somebody, for God's sakes. Get us a ticket. El Gordo. What a name for a lottery game. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Oh, it's National Date Nut Bread Day. Is that a Christmas
treat? Like fruitcake?
isn't that what a date nut bread is? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Check this out. Date nut bread goes back thousands of years to ancient Mesopotamia.
That makes sense, seeing as the date is one of the oldest fruits in the world, derived from a plum tree.
Yeah. See, this is how we struggle for material right before Christmas, friends. We're just paging through material going, wow, what to talk about today? I promise it'll get better.
Well, I mean, the other thing you could talk about is, like, how was your night last night? Did you watch anything cool on TV? Today's a Try Tuesday. What are you making, Laura? How are the dogs? How was your day yesterday? I don't know. There's lots to talk about. I'm looking at a different news feed than I am, though, because I'm definitely not seeing anything sports related.
Ugh. I'm like, wow. All right. Well, we'll get better. I mean, this is just, you know, one of those first breaks of the show where you go, ooh, it's a couple days away from Christmas, and all I have to talk about is date nut bread. Wow. We'll be right back. I'll be back, Laura. See you later.
You're a date nut bread.
I'll be back, Laura. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
You say the name of the show, and I'll just go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm leaving. You just say the name.
Here, and look, I'll even get on my computer and push the button. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94K.
Bye. News coming up, a check on the sports. Yeah, the Steelers lost. We could say that all morning and kind of chuckle, but I won't, because there are a lot of Steeler fans out there. It's raining or it's snowing. We don't know what it's doing where you are, but Steve has the forecast. Laura, Zoom has decided that you could Zoom your family as long as you want on Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, wasn't that so nice of them?
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. You could have a stupid Zoom meeting at work that lasts an hour and a half, but for some reason, they felt that there was going to be a lot of people using Zoom on the holidays, so they decided to put a 40-minute maximum for video calls to family. That was not met with approval by the people who were booking the Zoom meetings. So
yeah, well, I mean, you only get so many minutes free, and then after that, Zoom is a paid service, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But to limit, even if you're paying for it, that'll get you on the naughty list there, Zoom.
Exactly. You're on Santa's naughty list. Who comes up, like, what kind of management comes up with these ideas? Like, picture the, and they're probably Zooming themselves at management meetings. I fear that we're going to have an overload on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's. So what do you want? What do you guys want to do? Let's limit everybody's call. 40 minutes should be enough to talk to your entire family. Approved. 2 days later.
That's not cool.
Yeah, 2 days later, emergency management meeting. You guys think we made a mistake? It was like weeks ago on the show, Laura, where we announced that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was not going to be on TV.
Listen, we could get into an entire discussion on the greed of large corporations, but then how they love to get bailed out with all of the money that the people are paying for. But, you know, I digress.
Yes, we want to keep it happy, holly, and jolly on the show, right?
We do indeed.
So we won't talk about that. But when the holiday does come around, friends, Zoom away. Because Zoom has lifted the restrictions.
Or else you could use FaceTime. You know.
Yeah, there is such thing as FaceTime.
Apple product to Apple product. You can just FaceTime. And that doesn't cost anything.
It's so what Tom and Laura do. There it is.
It is. We do FaceTime. We both have iPhones.
Suddenly, Christmas snuck up on me. I'm not done with my Christmas shopping yet. Are you, Laura?
Yes.
Except, I knew you would be.
Except. There are a few packages, like I said yesterday, that are stuck in transit.
Yes. I actually ordered a shirt to wear on Christmas Day. It's a white Oxford button-down shirt with Christmas trees all over it. It's really silly looking. If it doesn't show up by Christmas, it's going to have to stay in the package till next year, okay? Because there's really no other time to wear it. But yes, I do have a couple gifts floating out there too. But school, I was thinking of how excited we were when we were kids and we couldn't wait to get out of school, right? Now, since I was a kid, teachers have started slacking a little bit and you know, because they can't keep their kids' attention. So they show movies or they make popcorn chains or something like that. Does your sister do anything like that? Not this year, of course, but what would she do to keep those kids' attention?
They do all kinds of craft projects. They sing songs. They have dance parties. They watch school-appropriate Christmas movies. I know a lot of times when in a normal year, everyone was in school, they would get together and sing, have like a little Christmas karaoke moment kind of thing.
Oh, that's cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
On occasion, I know that with the help of some of Santa's elves from the high school, Santa Claus himself would visit G.C. Hartman Elementary School.
Aw, that's adorable right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super fun.
I would love, usually, you know, just a big heavyset principal nun came into our room and, you know, I went to Catholic school, a very small Catholic school.
That's right. What was her name? Your principal nun?
Sister Mary Sarto was one of them. Sister William Edward. They called her Big Bill. She was a huge woman and she could pack a wallop. Trust me, I felt it a few times. And at Christmas time, all the nuns would do is declare a ceasefire so you weren't going to get your knuckles racked with a ruler, you know? But nowadays, school's fun. I mean, even in this weird 2020, there's a teacher in Kansas who we're getting too close to Christmas. She's losing the attention of her students. So she decides to use the good old-fashioned whoopee cushion.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that?
What?
I think she farted.
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
The laughter of a child at Christmas, right?
That's awesome.
Whatever it takes to make the kids pay attention and giggle at Christmas.
I bet that teacher got that idea from Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, I wish every day was Christmas. News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. The Christmas star last night. Not here.
I know. It was too cloudy. We can look again tonight, though.
Yes, and it won't be as brilliant as last night, but you'll still get a look, if we can get a look, if AccuWeather cooperates, but it looks like mostly cloudy tonight.
I was going to say, although this afternoon, it looks like there, after the rain goes away, there might be some sun peeking out from behind the clouds.
So you're thinking like 4 o'clock-ish when it starts to get dark, we'll get a peek, maybe?
Well, if it's still, same rules apply as last night, 45 minutes after sunset, look to the southwest.
Yes, a brilliant picture posted on social media from West Cape Africa last night. Oh, my goodness.
I am amazing. Part of this group on Facebook, and I feel like there's probably a bunch of people listening who are as well. Mm-hmm. It's like the opening up, stay safe, like what do you see from your window?
Oh, group. Yeah, that's a great group.
Have you been on there?
Yes.
So it says, like, what do you see from your window? Hashtag opening up, hashtag stay safe. And it's recently has been blowing up with pictures of, one, Christmas around the world.
Right.
And then, two, last night, this person in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Posted a picture of the Christmas star. It was awesome. It wasn't a professional photo.
Right.
It was just a guy standing on his back deck, and he was like, hey, I can see it. And it's shining so brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
It really is cool. And the professional photos I've seen, you can actually see Jupiter's moons lined up behind Jupiter, and then Saturn looks almost like oblong, and that's because of its rings and the degree that it's tilted at.
Right. Well, the picture that was posted from Africa just looks, it looks like a star, a big, giant star. And picture like the three kings, like looking at this thing. They don't know what it is. They just think it's a star bigger than any star in the sky, thus the star of Bethlehem, when it's actually two planets.
You can kind of appreciate how way back when legends and myths and stories sort of circulated around some of these astrological phenomenon.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're tiny and you're looking up at it and you don't understand it. There wasn't technology to see the stars. And you were like, whoa.
And now that we know what it is, it's still wonderful to watch.
I know. I really like space.
Me too. Stop the world. Tom and Laura's Christmas Carol Off is back. Yes.
Indeed it is. Any idea? Will you give me a hint on the song that you're going to sing?
Yes. I will recruit no help this year, including the quarantunes. They are not invited. but I have been working on several versions of a song that, well, has been done by several people in several different versions. This is the Otis Redding version, so I'm thinking maybe a little Otis style, like, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice, you know, that kind of thing.
Ooh, a little soul.
Yeah, it's going to be soulful or bluesy. I don't know which version. And then if you people are more modern music fans, Sheryl Crow did a version in the 90s that was, like, really kind of cool, too. So I'm working on it behind the scenes in my home studio, and that will be part of the Carol Off. Now, you had hinted around at some Dolly Parton. How's it going?
Yes, indeed. But the thing is I don't have access to a home studio like you do. I have home radio equipment. I don't have a home studio. So it'll be true karaoke style. I might sing along with Dolly. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I can't choose a favorite song. I also was toying around with the idea of maybe doing like a little Amy Grant.
Ooh, we all love Amy Grant. Yeah.
She's great Christmas songs. I'm not sure.
But you got one of them newfangled turntables. You could sing along with that. That'll be fun.
I do. Yeah. I do. So that's probably where the music is going to live. We will kind of scoot the equipment there over there so that I am not singing on 3-second delay.
Yeah, please, no. What else? Oh, Mark Lawrence may have chickened out of the Carol Off. I don't think he's in again tomorrow. Can we recruit Ali Stevens? That's yet to be seen. How about a duet, like a duet with Ali and Rob the Sports Center? Wouldn't that be exciting?
I mean, you and I could duet, but it might be funny.
Yeah, with that digital delay, it certainly will be.
Right?
How about our weather guy, Steve? He's Mr. Excitement. You think we could get him to sing?
Just kidding. I don't think so.
No, I don't see him as a pentatonics kind of guy. But here's the deal. In this COVID year, we have decided to open this up to the listeners as well, right?
Yes. Yes. So here's the thing, friends. If you are listening out there, I highly encourage you, because we can't invite the masses into the studio like we normally do. So Normally we have, and let's go down the list. It's you, me, the choir that you sneaky style invite,
hey.
Intern Nick, Chris Elio, Mark Lawrence, Matt Catrillo,
yeah.
Amy Knight, dare I say it, Sam Tyler,
yes.
Might Just Stay the Night.
Uh-huh.
So everybody comes to sing. Last year we had, what, 6 different people sing?
Yeah, all in the studio, and it was great. Now, of course, pandemic
time. I don't want to let the tradition die.
Right.
It has to happen, even if it's just Tom and I making fools of ourselves on the radio. But I know that there are some folks probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dare I say it? Maybe they're teachers. And they would call in and grace us with a song.
That would be wonderful.
I'm putting the challenge out there. I might even post it on social media.
Yes.
I want folks to call us up on the Ford Fun Line tomorrow, 1-800-326-94KX. I'll also post it on social media.
Okay.
And just give us your best Christmas carol with gusto.
With gusto. You know, and Mom, if you're listening to the show every morning and you got the kids gathered around, figure out what you're going to sing, call us toll-free, and we'll book you as Mom and the Kids, or however you want, the Brady Bunch,
yeah.
Whatever you want to be called.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But I just say, call in, be like, hey, we're ready to sing. And we will literally open that microphone and you can sing your song.
Tom and Laura's Carol Off 4. Yes.
It is. Yeah. Number 4. Okay.
It happens tomorrow morning.
With Tom and Laura in the morning, right here on 94KX.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town, all right. And Santa doesn't like bad girls and boys who shoplift at Target.
You know, Santa!
The crowd was gathered around the Target.
You know, Santa!
Yelling, get him, Santa. All right, we had our own local incident here. An unfortunate situation.
Yes.
Someone tried to rob the pharmacy in the Selins Grove Target with a knife.
And, I don't want to assume, but I feel like because the individual was after prescription medication, maybe they might need a little bit of help.
Yes.
So
you're not assuming there, trust me. And and hats off to the pharmacist who said, look, I can't do it for you. Sorry. Even when he pulled the knife. Sorry, can't do it.
Ooh.
He turned and he ran, and they posted his picture all over social media, and the state police got him last night. Just knocked on the door and said, come with us, please. Target in California, in the meanwhile, has undercover agents working in the store dressed like Santa Claus.
What? Yo, Santa!
I couldn't make this stuff up. We worked inside the store identifying shoplifters, and when they fled the scene, Santa was there to take them into custody. But when I looked over my shoulder, I saw Santa running by me, going after the second subject. Santa hasn't run like that in a very long time. They were apologetic. And Santa's deciding whether or not they're going to stay on the naughty list.
I'm thinking shoplifters go on the naughty list. What do you think?
I'm going to go with that's an automatic sort of add to the naughty list.
Put yourself in that situation, though. You got out of your car and you're walking
get
through.
Get him, Santa.
And Santa comes running out of this store chasing some kid and giving him a beat down, you know?
Get him, Santa.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm impressed.
Oh, well, how could we close this for those of you would-be shoplifters or robbers in the Target? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
He knows
when
you've been bad or good.
Yeah, and shoplifting, too. So.
Be good, for goodness sake.
We're all friendly here. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports, and Steve's got the AccuWeather. Also on the way, a Try It Tuesday, and you're making it homemade. Yes.
Yes, indeed I am. We're going to give her a shot.
You're going to do some eggnog. Now, my guess is most people cheat. They just go and buy the Turkey Hill eggnog or whatever.
Well, here's the thing. So in my Google search and Pinterest search for a recipe for this, I learned something so interesting. Because the store-bought is safe, right? Eggnog uses real eggs.
Yes.
We don't want to eat raw eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So in searching, I learned, and you're going to love this, Tom.
Okay.
It's the alcohol that makes it safe.
Why, of course it is.
So, unfortunately, I wish I could say that there's a zhuzh for the kiddos. But there's not. You kind of have to add your choice of brown and or amber colored liquor to this in order to ensure that the eggs are kind of like...
They stay good.
Parasite
free.
Germ free. Yes.
Parasite free. All right. Yeah. So you are going to attempt, and it'll be on Facebook Live. You can watch it and follow along with the zhuzhed recipe. You're going to attempt homemade eggnog.
Oof. Yes, indeed. We already have the milk and cream on the stove. We're going to let it simmer to start. You have to watch this.
Okay.
So we'll go Facebook Live kind of as in process. The egg yolks and egg whites are separated.
Okay.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, and also, this is good stuff.
The traditional recipe uses rum, but I'm using cognac.
Yeah, back in my coal region, Nipah, you either used rum or the brown liquor. And we always in the Morganzo clan went with the brown liquor. But there was a child safe batch and an adult batch. And one time my little sister drank from the wrong batch and she got kooky.
Oh, no way. Yeah, that's funny.
True story. True story. My little sister, Michelle, was doing laps around the dining room table at about midnight. And my mom and dad were like, wow, most kids just lay down and go to sleep.
Yes, indeed.
Homemade eggnog on a Try It Tuesday coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
And Laura's in the kitchen making eggnog with hooch in it. Where is this fair, my lord?
Again, I always save you some.
Yes, you do. I liked the stuff you made last week. Yummy. So today we're going to take a delve into the eggnog world, which is
indeed
nothing like your supermarket eggnog.
No, you use real eggs. Now, I have been informed via text message from Boucha.
Uh-oh, Boucha's in on this. Look out.
That pasteurized egg yolks and pasteurized egg whites, which I knew about the egg whites, but they exist. So if you want to make this kiddo-friendly, you can totally go out and buy a carton of the pasteurized egg yolks and the pasteurized egg whites. The egg white is really a topping, or if you want to thicken it a bit more, the egg yolks are what make the nog. And then that way, it's kiddo-friendly, and you don't need to rely on the booze to kill off whatever's floating around in those eggs.
Okay. And that's interesting, because we've come a long way since the old days when old Pop, my dad, used to make it, and he used real eggs. He didn't care. But
yep.
You know, real eggs can be a little tricky, especially when they're raw. So thank you for the help, Boucha. Okay, so how are we going to zhuzh this, as you would say?
Well, the traditional way to serve eggnog is using rum. It can be dark, spiced, or white rum, depending. I find, though, that it makes the eggnog a little bit too sweet for my taste, so I prefer to use whiskey or cognac. So that's the zhuzh.
Okay, so out the door goes the Captain Morgan spiced rum, and in the door comes some cognac, huh?
Some cognac. I'm using Hennessy this morning. It's just the heel of the bottle.
Yeah.
I had just enough. You need just about, for the recipe I'm using, a half a cup or a little bit more. So I'm using more like 3/4 of a cup. But this is straight up a traditional eggnog right out of a Dickens novel. So it's eggs, so egg yolks, sugar, milk, heavy cream, and a couple of spices. You simmer the ingredients over the stove, slow cook it for just a few minutes, temper and add in your eggs, let it cool, add in your booze, chill it, and serve it.
There you go. I like how you said a half a cup or more of booze.
Right? To taste.
Maybe a little skosh more. Just a little skosh.
To taste.
All right, so here it comes. It's going Facebook Live right now. If you want to follow along with Laura and write down some notes or jot it down and make some eggnog of your own.
Let's do it. It's a Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura in the morning on 9.
Here we were telling stories of eggnog before the kids go to bed on Christmas Eve. Classic comedy clips, Jim Gaffigan on kids' bedtime period.
Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. We have three other kids, too. A 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names.
4 kids. Bedtime is a crisis. They act like they've never been to sleep before.
Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that.
Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want. I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything. Just stay in there. There's always one awake. Like they're taking shifts.
All right, I'll annoy him from midnight to 2. Who wants 3 to 6? Now let's lie down and practice kicking him in our sleep.
Laura in the morning.
Way too early.
It's early morning.
Ha, cha, 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 cha. Not to like some Jimmy Durante.
I love that song.
It's so cute. Why does Frosty say happy birthday as soon as he comes to life? Because it's his birthday. There you go. Here's a Christmas classic we won't be singing. I'm dreaming of a gray Christmas. Volcano eruption in Hawaii.
What?
What an amazing... Go ahead and Google Hawaiian volcano erupts. And you'll get all kinds of footage. I'm watching some from our friends at the Associated Press. The volcano shot ash 30,000 feet into the air. And that ash is expected to come back down just in time for Christmas.
Wow.
I'm dreaming of a gray Christmas. Wow. You know, that must be something living with that. You know, like, nobody lives near the volcanoes, right? Nobody lives at the foot of the volcanoes. You just don't want to do that. But it must be wild to live there.
Wow. It's a thing. You know, like, like, some people live in places where there's hurricanes. Other people live where there's floods. There's monsoon season in countries around the world where they just, it, like, rains constantly. Costa Rica, when I visited there, it's so interesting. They literally would tow cars across these rivers that would pop up during monsoon season, but then in the dry season, you could just drive there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean...
But a volcano seems a bit more volatile.
I couldn't picture, like, for you people in the coal region listening right now, what if, like, the stripping holes just erupted one day? It would be so weird. You'd be like, what's all that coal dust doing in the air? You know, I mean, just couldn't picture it happening. So good luck to people in Hawaii. I mean, they're used to it.
Absolutely.
They're going to be okay with it. But a gray Christmas on the way. News is on the way. Allie checks it one more time.
Interesting.
We've got Rob the Sports Center and Steve with that snowy forecast, except there's no snow. It's all on the way next. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Well, what is the day after Christmas? Is that considered the second day of Christmas?
Is that right? Boxing Day.
Yeah, because they have to have their own Christmas. But I mean, in the 12 days of Christmas, is Christmas Day the first day of Christmas? I'm supposing. I don't know.
Yes.
Because here's the deal. On the second day of Christmas, Laura goes back to Blaze Alexander Ford.
I do indeed.
And then you could sing on the second day of Christmas, Bob Shoney gave to me.
Oh my gosh, that would be funny. Technically, I guess it is the second day of Christmas, because doesn't the 12 days of Christmas start with Christmas Day, which is number one,
yeah,
and then kind of ends it goes through all of the things, but then it ends with like the wise men coming and stuff.
I guess, yeah, that's the 12 days. I don't know. But the second day of Christmas, we go back to Blaze Alexander Ford, like he didn't have enough fun last Saturday. You'll be back the day after Christmas, and that's pretty close to the end of the month, and that means that tax eliminator thing is over with. So,
wow. Indeed. So if you're looking for an all-wheel drive vehicle in the shape of a Ford, you should probably head to Blaze Alexander Ford this coming Saturday.
And
I'll be there.
On Christmas Eve, the local restaurant thing wraps up as well. I heard you talking about it last Saturday. You bring in your receipt of $20 and you can save $500 off a car. That's pretty
cool. Turns $20 into $500, and that's on top of already awesome savings.
So, you know, you can't go over to Laura's house for Christmas, but you can see her on the second day of Christmas.
Yes, indeed. Wear your mask, please.
Handing over the microphone to Chad Evans. Chad's on the way next with that way back lunch. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Tomorrow is our great American. Well, no, we can't call it that. Just Tom and Laura's Carol Off.
It is. It's the fourth annual. It's going to be great. And we highly encourage folks to please call us up on the Ford Fun line and sing your song.
Exactly. We can't have people in the studio in this COVID year, so we'll open up the Ford Fun line tomorrow. Identify yourself and your cast, your crew, whatever, and sing to us. And of course, we'll get the staff members here to do some socially distanced singing as well. That will be very cool. Are you excited about it?
Heck yeah, I am.
Yeah, me too. I got to go home and practice. Because practice makes close to perfect. You know what? As one of your pooches just said something there,
there are squirrels in the vicinity.
I think you should get your dogs to join in with your singing tomorrow. What do you think?
I think I probably have no choice, but they will.
All right, so you want to be part of the show tomorrow. Christmas Eve, we will start with all Christmas music at 6 a.m. and take you right through Christmas until midnight. So stay with 94KX for all solid Christmas music, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're going to wrap up today with a thought for the day.
Yes, and I am wishing everyone some Christmas week blessings on this Try It Tuesday morning. It's a little bit yucky outside. So may today bring you the gift of love, the gift of hope, the gift of peace, and the gift of happiness. May all of those things be yours at this Christmas time.
Speaking of Try It Tuesday, the gift of eggnog would be nice too.
Listen, there's a cup waiting for you.
That a girl. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.